بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Today this is our 14th session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Level 3. Dr. Fa Abd Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, it is our intention to have a quick review of the English key, points 1, 2, and 3 on pages 26, 27, and 28, and then to read, translate, and check the answers to your exercises. Your answers to the exercises 1 through 11 on pages 51 through 54. Now, we're going to start with a quick review first of the English key, which we've discussed in some detail in previous sessions. And the main thing, there are three points in this English key. The first point is the first main topic, and all three points are extremely important. The first point is the first main topic of this lesson, and that is the passive voice, يعني the فعل المبني للمجهول. Previously, we studied this passive voice of the verb for the salim verb, and now we're going to see it, yani, for the ajwaf verb. Now we're going to see it for the ajwaf verb. And the ajwaf verb is the mu'tal verb where the weak letter is in the middle, also known as mu'tal al-ayn, also known as mu'tal al-ayn. So for the ajwaf verb, we're looking at the fi'l, al-fi'l al-mabni lil-majhool, yani the verb that has been structured to be used in a sentence where the fa'il is majhool, where the fa'il, the subject, doer of the action, is not mentioned or not known. Okay, so since the ajwaf verb is an irregular verb, it has a weak letter in the middle, so there are some irregularities in the normal, yani, patterns of things because of the abnormality of the verb. So we want to look at the ajwaf verb specifically and how, yani, you formulate the fi'l al-mabni lil-majhool when you're using that verb in a sentence in which the fa'il is not mentioned for the past tense and for the present tense. So it says here, we have learnt the formation of the passive voice for the salim verb. Now we will learn its formation for the ajwaf verb. And then they gave us for the past tense, qala, yani, that's the mabniyun lil ma'loom, where, yani, the verb is structured to be used in a sentence where the fa'il is going to be mentioned. And then mabni lil majhul became qila, qala, qila, ba'a, bi'a, zada, zida. Okay, so we see, yani, the pattern here, what's happening with the verb. The second, the mubari they gave us, yaqulu, mabniyun lil ma'loom, yani the verb structure that's being used where the fa'il is going to be mentioned, yaqulu. And then for the mabniyun lil majhul, yuqalu, yaqulu, yuqalu, yabi'u, yuba'u, yazidu, yuzadu. And then they gave us some other examples. Okay, so this is the first thing of this lesson, yani, what does it look like? What does the ajwaf verb look like when we structure it to be used in a sentence where the fa'il is not going to be mentioned? The second matter of this lesson is the ism, ismu al-fa'il, the ism fa'il, yani the pattern for a noun that represents the one that's doing the action of a verb. The pattern that is, yani, the pattern of fa'il, that is a noun that represents the one who's doing the action of a verb. The verb kataba, the ism fa'il is katib, the one who does writing. So, we have in previous lessons, we have saw the formulation of the ism fa'il from the salim verb, yani salim verb meaning the verb that doesn't have any doubled letter, yani the second and third radical are not identical. And also, the salim verb is the verb that doesn't have a hamza, as one of its radicals, nor a weak letter, alif or waw, as one of its radicals. So it's not a mahmuz, and it's not a yani mu'tal verb, and it's not a muda'af verb. That's the salam. So we saw the ism fa'il with the salam verb, and in this lesson we want to see it with the muda'af verb, the verb that the second and third radicals are identical, like hajja, yahujju, and also we're going to see it with the ajwaf and naqis verb. Both types of ajwaf, ajwaf wawi and ajwaf ya'i, and naqis wawi and naqis ya'i. So we're going to see the ism fa'il with the muda'af verb, the ajwaf verb, and the naqis verb. The third point is the ism, ismu al-maf'ool. Yani that is the pattern, maf'ool, the pattern for a noun that represents the one whom the action occurred to. Not the doer of the action, but the one that the action occurred to. Passive participle. Passive participle. Okay, we saw the ism maf'ool for the salim verb. Now we want to see it for the muda'af, and we want to see it for the ajwaf, both types, wawi and ya'i, and naqis wawi and ya'i. And what we mean by wawi and ya'i, and is explained in the footnote, we talked about that before. Ajwaf wawi is the ajwaf that has waw as the second radical, the middle radical, the weak letter. And ya'i means ya is the second radical or the weak letter, and that's the same thing that's applicable to the naqis. Yani, naqis wawi means that the weak letter, the last letter, the third radical in the naqis verb is waw. And if the third radical is ya, then it's naqis ya'i. As in saqa yasqi, the third radical is ya. In naja yanju, the third radical is waw. So that's naqis wawi, and so on. Alright, so wawi and ya'i, this is what we mean when we talk about the ajwaf wawi and ya'i, and naqis wawi and ya'i. The same thing, ya'i is applicable to the ism fa'il, and the same thing that's applicable to the ism maf'ul. We're going to see both of these patterns with the muda'af verb, and we're going to see it with the both types of ajwaf, wawi and ya'i, and both types of naqis, wawi and ya'i. And we looked at the examples of this when we read the English key, yani, in detail. So these are the three matters that we want to look, that we are looking at in this lesson. That is the fi'l al-mabni lil-majhool for the ajwaf verb. And then we're going to look at the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul for muda'af verbs and for ajwaf and naqis verbs. That's the summary of what we covered in the English key. Okay, now we want to look at the exercises. And we previously have read the dialogue and we analyzed it and translated it. And now we want to start with the exercises. Exercises, inshallah, yani 1 through 11, these exercises, the first is comprehension, and then the second one goes to the ajwaf verb when it's mabni lil-majhool, and the third is also dealing with that same subject, and the remaining exercises from 4 to 9 are dealing with the ism fa'il. And if we complete that and we still have time, then we're going to go into the ism maf'ul exercises, which begin with exercise number 10 through 14. 10 through 14 is ism maf'ul exercises, and 4 through 9 is ism fa'il exercises. 2 and 3 are the ajwaf mabni lil-majhool. So we're going to look at least two subjects today, if not three. Any two subjects we're going to look at? The ajwaf verb when it's mabni lil-majhool. The exercises are 2 and 3. And then we're going to look at the ism fa'il with muda'af and ajwaf and naqis. Those are exercises 4 through 9. And if we still have time, we had for homework 10 and 11. That's the beginning of the exercises for ism al-maf'ul. Okay, let's start with the first exercise. Hopefully everybody has already read the dialogue previously. We read it in the previous session, and we also analyzed it and looked at some of the grammatical points that are in it. And the first exercise is a comprehension exercise related to the dialogue. So hopefully everybody has already read it and translated it and answered the questions from the first exercise, which the instruction is ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. Answer concerning the following questions. The first question is in three parts. Men az-za'iri, Who is the visitor who came to the Ma'had, to the Arabic Institute? Second part of the question is, Masmuhu, and what is his name? The Zair, the visitor. And the third part of the question is, Lima Zara al-Ma'had. Why did he visit the Arabic Institute? Who is the Zair? What is his name? And why did he visit? So in reference to this one question that has three parts, we're going to say, Al-Zairu huwa muhadirun fi ma'had al-lughat al-arabiyya bilahur. Yani he is a lecturer in the Arabic Language Institute in Lahore, Pakistan. As far as the second part of the question, what is his name? Ismuhu Mahdi ibn al-Hadi. His name is Mahdi, the son of Abdul Hadi. Mahdi ibn Abdul Hadi. And the last part of the question, why did he visit? Yani the Mahad, Zara al-Mahad, liyattali'a ala manahiji al-Mahadi wa kutubihi. Yani he visited liyattali'a, yani to become acquainted with, to come to know about, to look at the manahij, the curriculums for the Arabic Language Institute, and to look at and become acquainted with its books. Second question, أَتُبَعُ كُتُبُ الْمَحَدِ, yani are the books of the Arabic Language Institute sold? أَتُبَعُ, this is مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُول, yani from بَعَ يَبِيعُ, yani بِعَ يُبَعُ. أَتُبَعُ كُتُبُ الْمَحَدِ, are the books of the Mahad Institute sold? And the second part of question 2 is, مِنْ أَيْنَ يُمْكِنُ الْهُسُولُ عَلَيْهَا, and from where is it possible to obtain those books? So to the first part of the question, la tuba'u kutubu al-mahad, yani the books of the institute, Arabic Language Institute, are not sold. So where can somebody possibly obtain them? In my Arabic text for this book, it has, yani yumkinu al-husul alayha min imadati khidmati al-mujtama'i. Yani in the Arabic text, in my book, my copy of the book, it is possible to obtain them from the imada khidmat al-mujtama'a. Yani from the department that is concerned with serving, yani service to the society. In some of the newer printings of the book, they have, yani that you can get it from min markazi al-shu'un al-da'wa. Yani from the center for, yani the affairs of da'wah. Okay, that's the comprehension questions, two questions, and now we're going to the core of the lesson, the ajwaf verb when it is mabniun lil majhul. The ajwaf verb when it is mabniun lil majhul. So, let me just note here that, yani, we studied in level 2, book 2, the mu'tal verbs in lesson 26, 27, and 28, I think. Lesson 26, 27, and 28, as I remember it. And then in lesson 29, we also we studied the mudaaf verbs, yani 26, 27, 28, and 29, yeah. So when we took the yani mu'tal verbs, from amongst them, we studied the mithal verb in 26, and in 27, the ajwaf verb, and in 28, the naqis verb. It's very important that a person be familiar with those lessons from level 2, lesson 26, 27 and 28, especially, and 29, the mudaaf verb. And what we're going to be, what we are covering in this lesson, what we have covered so far in this lesson 5, deals with the fi'l mabni lil majhul for, yani the ajwaf verb. So we should have looked at that in lesson 27, or at least be familiar with it. And then we're going to also see the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul for both the mudaaf verb, which is in 29, and the, yani, ajwaf and naqis verbs, which are in lesson 27 and 28. So we should have been very familiar with those lessons as we go into looking at the ism fa'il and ism maf'ul and the fi'l al-mabni lil-majhul for the ajwaf verb. Alright, so exercise number 2. Ta'ammal al-mithal. Look at and reflect upon, examine carefully, study the example. Lil-fi'li al-ajwafi المبني للمجهول. يعني they're going to give us an example for the ajwaf verb when it is structured to be used with the fa'il that is majhool, not mentioned or unknown. So they give us the past tense, al-madi, on the right, and then they give us on the left two columns, al-mudari. So under al-madi we have al-mabni lil-ma'loom. And in the past tense verb, mabni lil-ma'loom, qala. And next to it, under al-madi, al-mabni lil-majhool, qila. Qala, he said. Qila, it was said, without mentioning who said it. If we go across, then we see for the mudari, mabni lil-majhool, lil-ma'loom, yaqulu, he says, or is saying, and mabni lil-majhool, yuqalu. It is being said. It is being said, without mentioning who said it. So, in the past tense, mabni lil-ma'loom, we have qala yaqulu, and in the present, يعني for the مبني للمعلوم we have past tense and present tense قال يقول, and for مبني للمجهول past tense and present tense we have قيل أن يقال, قيل أن يقال. So that is the first example. Then they give us another example. Actually they give us باع, يعني for the past tense باع and بيع. باع يعني he sold, and bi'a, it was sold. For the present tense, yabi'u, yani it is being sold, and yuba'u, yani, or he is selling, yabi'u, he is selling, and yuba'u, it is being sold. Naam. Okay, so those are the two examples. And of course, obviously, we discussed previously the voweling of the, yani, the verb when it's mabni lil ma'loom and majhool. We discussed that when we looked at the salam verbs, and now we're seeing pretty much the same type of pattern that's coming even with the ajwaf verb. But there's some irregularity because of the weak letter in the middle of this verb. Okay, so what they want us to do here is ta'ammal. The instruction says for exercise number 2, ta'ammal al-mithal lil-fi'l al-ajwaf lil-mabni lil-majhool. Look at and examine the example for the ajwaf verb that is structured to be used where the fa'il is majhool, unknown or unmentioned. ثم أكمل الناقصة. Then complete the naqis, yani what is missing, where it is incomplete. Complete the spaces where the verb form is incomplete. So if we look at the past tense verbs, the right two columns, al-madi, al-mabni lil-ma'loom, they give us the verb form, and we have to fill in the next column besides it on the madi, al-mabni lil-majhool. So they gave us qala, qila, and they gave us ba'a, bi'a. And what we should have written in for saqa, saqa means to drive something. Saqa, siqa. Yani mabni lil-majhool is siqa, to be driven. Zara, to visit. Zira, yani it was visited. Zada, it was increased, or he increased. Zida, it was increased. Yani somebody else did it. Khafa, he feared. Khifa, it was feared, or he was feared. When we look at the mudari, again they gave us the first two. Yaqulu, yaqulu, he is saying. Yuqalu, it is being said. Yabi'u, he is selling. Yuba'u, it is being sold. Yasuqu, he is driving. Yusaqu, it is being driven. Yazuru, he is visiting. Yuzaru, he is being visited. Yazidu, he increased. Yuzadu, it is being increased. Yakhafu, he fears. Yukhafu, it is feared. It is being feared. Naam. So these patterns should be, yani, we should be familiar with them by now, and hopefully there was no difficulty in filling in these spaces with the, yani, mabni lil-majhool, past tense forms of the verb, and present tense forms of the verb. The next exercise is also related to the fi'l, yani, al-ajwaf al-mabni lil-majhool. Here they are saying ayin al-af'al al-jawfa'a, yani identify, pick out the verbs that are ajwaf. Yani jawfa is the plural of ajwaf. Ayin al-afal, al-jawfa'a, identify the ajwaf verbs fi al-amthilati al-atiyati, in the following examples. So they gave us some sentences here, five sentences, and they want us to read, translate, and identify any fi'l ajwaf that's in these sentences. Sentence number one, become bi'at sayyaratuka ya Zubayru. The meaning of this question, become bi'at sayyaratuka. For how much was your car sold? Not how much did you sell it, but for how much was it sold? Mabniun lil majhul. Ya Zubayr. Bi'at bi'asharati alafi riyalin. And it was sold for 10,000 riyals. So he didn't say bi'atu, I sold it, but he said bi'at, it was sold. And without mentioning who did the selling. Mabniun lil majhul. Number two. هنا تباع الصحف والمجلات. Here, yani in this place, in this shop, in this store, تباع الصحف, yani the newspapers, والمجلات, and the magazines are تباع, yani they are sold. Yani مبني للمجهول, تباع. Here we have the تاء تباع because الصحف and المجلات are غير عاقل plurals, so they're treated as though they're feminine, singular. يعني هي تباع. Number 3. Oh, I'm sorry. In the first sentence, the أجوف verb was بيعت, and it came twice in the question and in the answer. In the second sentence, the أجوف verb that's مبني للمجهول is تباع, from باع يبيع. يعني بيع يباع, feminine form تباع. Number 3, يقال إن هذه الأرض ستباع بالمزيد. يقال, it is said, it is being said, without saying who said it. يعني if we are saying somebody said it, you say يعني يقول أحمد, أحمد is saying, but we are saying here مبني للمجهول, يقال, it is being said, إن هذه الأرض, that indeed this earth, this piece of land, ستباع, will be sold, بالمزيد. بالمزيد يعني represents يعني people competing in offering to buy it for more and more and more, increasing. يعني this is known as an auction, بالمزيد. ستباع بالمزيد. In this third sentence, we have two ajwaf verbs that are mabni lil majhul. You have yuqalu from qala yaqulu. Yani, of course, the form here is yani qila yuqalu, and then we have yani tuba'u from ba'a yabi'u. Yani you, yani bi'a yuba'u. Here is the feminine form because ard, al ard is feminine, so you say tuba'u. Satubau, it will be sold by auction. Okay, the next sentence, number 4. Ayukalu at-tamru am yuzanu. This question is in reference to dates. Ayukalu, is it measured by volume or yuzanu, yani weighed by weight? Yani in other words, when dates are sold, is it by volume, yani measured by volume, or is it by weight? And it's both ways, yani it depends on where you get it from. It might be by weight, it might be by volume. Ayukalu, from kala yaqilu, yukalu means something is measured by volume. How much of it can fit into a container of a certain size. And yuzanu is by, yani from wazana. Yazinu, yani to weigh something, its weight, irregardless of the space or the volume that it takes. Alright, so you have in this sentence one ajwaf verb that is mabni lil majhul, yani from kala yakilu, yukalu, are dates, yani soul by measuring by volume or by weighing them. Yuzanu. Yuzanu is also mabni al-majhul, but it's from the mithal verb. Yani al-fi'l, al-mu'tal, al-fa. Mu'tal, al-fa. Mithal verb. Okay, number five. Wafi tanzil, yani in that which has been revealed, the revelation, yani the Quran, we have from Surah Al-Mursalat, 77th Surah, 48th Ayat. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون وإذا قيل and if or when it is said to them اركعوا bow down لا يركعون they do not bow down any of the kafirs. This is the second exercise, any second exercise related to the ajwaf verb mabni lil majhul. And now we go to the exercises for the second topic of this lesson. The second important topic of this lesson, ismu al-fa'il. Ismu al-fa'il, yani the noun that is on the pattern of fa'ilun, meaning the three root letters of the word are represented by fa, Ain and Lam. So the fa, the first radical, takes fatta alif. And the second radical, the ain, yani represented by ain, takes kasra. So, yani, from kataba, from a salim verb, kataba, yani kaf is the, is represented by the fa. So it takes fatta alif. And ta is represented by the ain, so it takes kasra. So you say katib. Katibun or al-katibu. Alright, ismu al-fa'ili, the noun that's on the pattern of fa'il. First radical taking fatha, elongated by aleph, second radical taking kasra. Okay, so we've had the ism fa'il previously, now we're looking at the ism fa'il as it looks in the muda'af verb. This exercise number four is the ism fa'il for the mudaaf verb. Says ta'ammal al-mithal, reflect, consider carefully, look at and examine the example li ism al-fa'ili, for the ism fa'il al-masughi, that is yani derived or formulated min al-fa'ili al-mudaafi, yani that is formulated from the fi'l mudaaf. Yani the mudaaf fi'l is the fi'l that has the second and third radical, the second and last radical being identical. Alright? So, look at the example for the ism fa'il that is formulated from the mudha'af verb, ثم أكمل الناقصة. Then complete the naqis, yani the blank spaces, meaning the what is left off, yani what is left out. Complete wherever there's something missing. So, the example they gave us is حَجَّ يَحُجُّ. حَجَّ means to perform pilgrimage. The ism fa'il from hajja is hajjun. Hajjun. The jim, the second and third radical, is written once with shadda. Hajjun. Asluhu hajjijun. Yani the original form of this ism fa'il from the mudaf verb, since the three radicals are ha, jim, and jim, it should be on the pattern of fa'il ha ji jun. But for the mudaf verb, what they're going to do, instead of the kasra on the first of the two identical letters, they're going to remove the kasra and double yani the two letters with shadda, yani write them once with shadda, so it's going to lose the kasra vowel. So we're just going to get ha, and then the two jims are going to be merged yani with shadda, chun, hajjun, without the kasra. Okay, so that is going to be the irregularity for the mudaaf verb, that the second radical, which is identical to the third radical, loses its vowel, it's merged with the third radical, and then that's how you get this new form. Instead of hajjijun, you get hajjun, yani the one, a person who is doing the action of the verb of hajja, yani performing pilgrimage, the pilgrim. That's the example. Now we're going to look at the next words that they give us. They gave us the verb vanna, means to think something, to not be sure about it. I think he is the one. I think he said he's coming today. يعني ظن يظن, to think something without being certain. So the asl of it, يعني in the third box, should be from the letter va and noon and noon. It should be ظانينون. يعني فاعلون ظانينون. But actually, we said that for the mudaf verb. What are we going to do? The first of the two identical letters is going to lose its kesra vowel. It's going to be merged with the other one. And so we're going to make it ظانون. ظانون. يعني the two double identical letters going to be written with shadda. The first of them loses its vowel. So it became like حاجٌ ظانون. يعني the one who, ظانون, who thinks something is a certain way without being certain. The next verb, مَرَّ يَمُرُّ, to pass by someone or something. So the one, the ism fa'il, who does the action of passing by, yani since the root letters are mim, ra, and ra, on the pattern of fa'il, it should have been مَارِرٌ, but in fact, yani the first of the two identical letters loses its vowel, and it's merged in with the last radical, the last letter, and it becomes marun. Instead of marirun, it's marun. So the ism fa'il from the mudaf verb marra yamurru is marun, one who passes by, instead of what it should have been, marirun. The next verb they gave us is dalla. Dalla yadillu. With dad, dalla, shadda on the lam. Yani the root letters are dad, lam, and lam. So the ism fa'il should have been on the pattern of fa'ilun, it should have been dalilun, but the first of the two identical letters loses the kasra vowel, it's merged with the third radical and it becomes dalun. Dalun. And we see this in Surah Al-Fatiha, the plural of dalun, ضالين ولد ضالين يعني ضاد فتح ألف لام with شدة ضل to stray, to go astray, to err. The next verb they give us for the مضاف verb is دل with دل instead of ضاد. دل, دل means to direct, to guide, to point out something or someone. دل, to point out something, يعني like دليل, يعني an evidence that points to something. Dalla yadullu. Dalla yadullu. So the ism fa'il from it is dallun, instead of what it should have been on the pattern of fa'ilun. Yani dal, lam, lam. It should have been dalilun, but instead we have dalun. So I hope that is clear what's happening here with the mudaf verb, the ism fa'il. The irregularity in it is that the second radical, because it's identical to the third radical, it loses its vowel, it's merged in with the third vowel, written once with shadda, and the first radical takes its fatha alif. So, from dhanna, instead of dhaninun, we have dhanun. From marra, instead of marirun, we have marun. From dhalla, instead of dhalilun, we have dhalun. And from dalla, instead of dalilun, we have dalun, with shadda on the last letter. Okay, that's for the ism fa'il for the mudaf. Now we want to look at the ism fa'il for the ajwaf, both types, wawi and ya'i, and then the naqis, both types, wawi and ya'i. So ajwaf verb, exercise number 5, ta'ammal al-mithal li-ism al-fa'ili al-masughi min al-fi'li al-ajwafi al-wawi ثم أكمل الناقصة. يعني reflect upon the example for the ism fa'il that is formulated from the أجوف واوي verb. From the أجوف واوي verb. The أجوف, يعني that its weak letter is واو. Its weak letter, its middle radical is واو. Okay, so the verbs that they gave us is قال يقول زار يزور صام يصوم نام ينام. All of them have a weak letter in the middle, therefore it's ajwaf, and all of them, in all of them the weak letter is originally a wow, and therefore it's ajwaf wawi. What they want us to do is look at the example, and then the example of the ism fa'il that's formulated from the ajwaf wawi, and then complete the naqis. Yani, what is missing? What is left out? Yani, the places where there are spaces. We have to give the ism fa'il, and also we have to give what its original form should have been on the pattern of fa'il. So the example he gave us is qala yaqulu. Qala to say, he said. Yaqulu, he is saying. Qailun is the ism fa'il. Qailun. But it should have been from the verb qala yaqulu. Yani its roots are qaf, waw, and lam. You can see in the mudari form that the middle, the aleph from the past tense is originally a waw. And we learned this when we studied yani these verbs in book 2. So qala yaqulu, its roots are qaf, waw, and lam. So in the pattern of fa'ilun, it should have been qawilun. Yani asluhu qawilun. But here the irregularity in the ajwaf verb is that the waw, the weak letter in the middle, the waw, and in the ajwaf ya'i, the same thing, the weak letter ya, in the ism fa'il, the weak letter, waw and ya becomes hamza. The weak letter becomes hamza. So instead of qa-wi-lun, we have qa-ilun. Qa-ilun, yani one who is saying something. Qala yaqulu qa-ilun. Instead of its original form of qa-wi-lun. The next one, zara yazuru, zara yazuru, which means to visit. Yani a visitor is called zairun. Its original form, its asl, should have been from the letter zay and the letter waw and the letter ra. Yani zara yazuru, originally the aleph in the middle is a waw. So its original ism fa'il form is zawirun, zawirun. But remember we said the waw and the aleph in the ajwaf ya, and the ya in the ajwaf ya'i, the middle letter, the root letter waw or ya becomes hamza. So instead of za-wi-run, it becomes za-irun, za-irun, with hamza instead of waw. The next verb, sama yasumu, to fast, yani the ism fa'il from it, is sa'imun. The root letters from sama yasumu is sad, waw, and mim. So asluhu, its original form should have been sa-wi-mun, sa-wi-mun. But the waw becomes hamza, became sa-imun. The last one, nama yanamu, yani the ism fa'il from nama yanamu is na-imun. It should have been na-wi-mun, yani because the aleph in the past tense nama and in the present tense yanamu is actually originally a waw, and it becomes manifest in the masdar naum. That is noon, waw, mim, and therefore the original form should have been, the ism fa'il should have been na'wimun. From noon, waw, and mim, it should have been na'wimun. But the weak letter waw becomes hamza and became na'imun. Yani one who is sleeping. Sa'imun, one who is fasting. Za'irun, one who is visiting. Qa'ilun, one who is saying something. Okay, so this, what we saw with the ajwaf wawi, we're going to see pretty much the same thing with the ajwaf ya'i. That is the weak letter in the middle. The weak letter, whether it's waw, as we just saw, or as we're going to see now in exercise number 6, ya', that waw, that ya', that weak letter becomes hamza in the ism fa'il. It becomes hamza. Okay, exercise number 6, page 52, lesson number 5. Exercise number 6 says, تأمل مثال لإسم الفاعل المصوغ من الفعل الأجوف اليائي ثم أكمل الناقصة. And you reflect upon the example for the ism fa'il that is formulated from the verb, the أجوف verb, the أجوف يائي verb. يعني the أجوف whose weak letter in the middle is a ya. ثم أكمل الناقص, and then complete what is يعني incomplete. Complete what is incomplete. يعني the spaces where we have to fill in the ism fa'il and the asl. يعني what it originally should have been, originally the ism fa'il, according to the pattern of fa'il. So the example they gave us is ba'a yabiyu. Ba'a, he sold something. Yabiyu, he is selling. So the one who sells the ism fa'il is ba'i'un. Ba'i'un. Asluhu, originally it should have been ba'yi'un. Ba'yi'un. And that's because the verb ba'a yabi'u, its root letters are ba, ya, and ayn. Ba, ya, the weak letter in the middle, and ayn. So it should have been ba on the pattern of fa'il, ba-yi-un, ba-yi-un. But the weak letter we said previously in the ajwaf waw, in the same thing, ajwaf yai, the weak letter becomes hamza. So ba-yi-un becomes ba-i-un, anyone who is selling, a seller. Okay, let's look at the example, that's the example, and here are the ones that they have given us to do. Yani mala yamilu. Mala yamilu means to inclined, to incline towards something, or to bend, or to bow, yani, or to lean over. Mala yamilu. The ism fa'al from it is ma'ilun. Originally, it's asl, because this verb, yani, is ajwaf ya'i, its middle weak letter is a ya, so it's mim ya lam. So it should have been ma'ilun. Ma yi lun, but the ya is converted to hamza, so it became ma ilun, anyone who is leaning or inclining. Ma ilun. The second one is sara yasiru. Sara yasiru, yani to move along, to set out on a journey, to travel along. Sara yasiru. And again, the root, since this is ajwaf ya'i, the middle letter is a ya. So it's seen ya ra. According to the pattern of fa'il, it should have been sa-yi-run. But the ya becomes hamza, so it became sa-irun. One who is moving along, who has set out on a journey to travel. Sa-irun. The next one is asha ya'ishu, which means to live. Yani, asha fi biladul muslimin. Yani, he lived in the land of the Muslims. Asha ya'ishu. From the mudari, we can see that the root letters are ayn, ya, and sheen. So on the pattern of fa'il, it should have been a-yi-shun. But the ya becomes hamza, so it became a-ishun. A-ishun. And by the way, the feminine of a-ishun is a-ishatun, or a-ishatu, without tanween. A-isha, the name of the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam radiallahu anha. Aishun is the one who, yani the ism fa'il from Aisha ya'ishu, to live, one who's living. The feminine form of Aishun, Aishatu, with ta marbuta. The next one, Sala yasilu. Sala yasilu. Sala means to flow or to stream or to become liquid. Yani something that is a fluid or liquid. Sala yasilu, to flow or to stream. So here again, the root is seen. This is ajwaf ya'i, so it's a ya in the middle. Seen, ya, and lam. On the pattern of fa'ilun, it should be sa'ilun. Fa'ilun, sa'ilun. But the ya becomes hamza, so it became sa'ilun. Sa'ilun. And it's something that is flowing. Sa'ilun. Or it's a liquid. Or fluid. Here I'm just going to make a note. Yani the mahmuz verb, sa'ala. Yani seen, hamza, lam, sa'ala. Yas'alu. The ism fa'il from it is originally yani seen, hamza, lam, sa'ilun. So sa'ilun is also a person who asks a question. Sa'ilun, from the verb sa'ala, its original ism maful is sa'ilun. Here, sa'ala yasilu, it's converted from sa'ilun to sa'ilun. Both of them sa'ilun, yani the ism fa'il for both of them is sa'ilun, but the meanings obviously are different. This one is from sa'ala yasilu, to flow, and that one is from sa'ala yas'alu, to ask a question, or to ask for something, or to beg. سائلون, one who is asking or begging. Or one who is, يعني asking a question, نعم. Okay, so that's what we wanted to look at in terms of the ajwaf verb. The wawi and the yai both have the same irregularity, and that is that the weak letter in the middle, whether it's waw or ya, becomes hamza for the ism fa'il. Okay, let's go on to the next page, 53, exercise number 7. Page 53, exercise number 7. We continue with the ism fa'il. And this time for the naqis verb, both types, the naqis wawi and the naqis ya'i. And what we mean by naqis wawi, we mean that the weak letter, the third radical, the final radical, is a waw. What do we mean by a naqis a ya'i? We mean that the third radical, the weak letter, is a ya. Okay, so the naqis verb is also known as mu'tal al-lam. Means that the illa, the harf illa, the weak letter, is in the last radical, the lam, from fa'ala, in the last radical, the lam, has a weak letter. If that weak letter is waw, it's naqis wawi. If it's ya, it's naqis ya'i. Okay, exercise number 7. We're in lesson 5, exercise number 7, page 53. Says, ta'ammal al-mithal li-ismi or lismi الفاعلي المصوغي من الفعل الناقص الواوي ثم أكمل الناقصة. يعني reflect upon the example for the ism fa'il that is formulated from the ناقص واوي verb. يعني is formulated from the ناقص واوي verb. ثم أكمل الناقص, and then complete that which is incomplete. يعني fill in the blanks. Okay, so the example they gave us is دا يدعو دا أو دا I'm sorry دا يدعو دا يدعو يعني means to call or to invite or to supplicate. دا يدعو. And the ism fa'il here is da'in, or if it has alif lam, ad-da'i. Asluhu da'i'un. So there are several things happening here with the naqis verb. Okay, first thing we have to remember is that the naqis verb, the noun that comes from it, yani ism manqus, it has some irregularity right in the end of it. So if it has alif lam, the weak letter at the end remains intact, as in ad-da'i. And if it doesn't have alif lam, then the weak letter is omitted and it became da'in. I think we looked at this in some detail in the first lesson of this level, of this course, lesson number 1. When we looked at yani something related to the ism naqis, the manqus. Okay, ism manqus. From the fi'l naqis, ism manqus, naam. So there are a couple of things here that we need to pay attention to. One, again, is that this type of verb, the noun that comes from it, if it has alif lam, its weak letter is retained. If it doesn't, then it's going to be omitted. So that's why you have the ism fa'il from da'a, yad'u, da'in, or ad-da'i. The asl of the ism fa'il from da'a yad'u should be yani from dal, ayn, and waw. Yad'u, dal, ayn, and waw. This is naqis wawi. Dal, ayn, and waw. So let me just note here also, well, let's go on and then I'll come back to it. Yani the root here is dal, ayn. In the past tense, we see aleph, but whenever you see the fi'l naqis with an aleph that's written straight up and down, that means that it's originally a waw. As opposed to the naqis ya'i, you will see, like saqa, you will see that the aleph at the end of it is written like a aleph, like a ya without its two dots. That means that that aleph is originally, that aleph maqsura is originally a ya. The alif mamduda written straight up and down is originally a waw, And the alif maqsura, written like a ya without its two dots, is originally a ya. So in the fi'l naqis, if you see the alif mamduda, you know that originally the last root letter is waw. If you see alif maqsura, as in saqa, and hada, and zana, and bana, and baka, if you see alif maqsura, then you know that it's originally a ya. Okay, so that's just a note to help us remember sometimes if we forget. If we see a fi'l naqis with the alif mamduda, straight up and down alif, written as the last letter of the past tense verb, we know that it is originally supposed to be a waw. It is originally a waw. And if it's written as alif maqsura, then it is originally a ya. Alright, so that means that da'a, yada'u, the root letters are del, ayn, and waw. So originally the ism fa'il should be da'iwun. Da'iwun. On the pattern of fa'ilun, da'iwun. But here we see that the waw is converted to a ya to correspond with the kasra of the middle radical, the ayn. Da'iwun became yani da'i. But only if it has alif lam, you say a da'i. If the alif lam is gone, it loses the last letter and it became da'in. That's a ism manqus. Okay, and we studied that in the first lesson of this course. Lesson number one. Ism manqus. Okay, so that's the example they gave us. Da'a, yada'u, its ism fa'il is da'in or a da'i. Its asl, the asl of it is da'iwun, because it's what? Naqis wawi. The last radical is going to be a waw. Okay, the next one, after the example is naja yanju. Naja, yani naja means to be saved, to be rescued, to escape. Naja yanju. The ism fa'il from it is najin or an-naji. The root of this verb, naja, you see the alif mamduda, that means it's noon, jim, waw, noon, jim, waw. So the original ism fa'il should have been najiwun, najiwun. But again, yani, the waw is converted to a ya. If you have alif lam, it became a naji. If no alif lam, the last letter is deleted completely and it became najin, najin, like qadin. Like wadin, najin, da'in. And there are some further points related to the ism manqus that we studied in the first lesson. If you don't remember it very well, please go back and review the ism manqus. Fayyib, the next one is afa ya'fu, means to pardon. Sometimes they say to forgive. Yani to pardon someone. Afa ya'fu. Again, the alif in afa is alif mamduda. That means it's originally a waw. So the root letters are ayn, fa, and waw. On the pattern of fa'il, the ism fa'il should be afiwun. Afiwun. But the waw will be converted to a ya to correspond with the kasra. So it became al-afi. Al-afi without alif lam, afin. And it loses its last letter, afin, and takes kasratain instead. Even though it's marfu, and it takes kasratain instead, we said that the i'rab here is taqdiri. Yani, so if it was marfu'un, yani afin, then we would say, yani, that the sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma muqaddara ala al-ya al-mahdufa, yani the ya that is omitted. And we studied that previously. I'm not going to go into the details today, but you can go back to lesson one and see the details of that. Okay, so again, the ism fa'il from afa ya'fu is afin or al-afi. The last one, tala yatlu. The root letters are ta, lam, and waw. Again, alif mamduda on the end of the naqis verb means that it's originally, a root letter is originally a waw. So it's ta, lam, waw. On the pattern of fa'il, it should be taliwun. Ta, lam, waw. Taliwun. But the waw is converted to ya, so it became at-tali. Instead of taliwun, at-tali. Or without alif lam, talin. Talin means one who recites. Talin or at-tali. Okay, after this, we're going to go to exercise number 8 and look at the ism fa'il from the naqis ya'i. Yani the naqis verb, its weak letter on the end is a ya, is originally a ya. The exercise says, yani page 53, lesson 5, exercise number 8, ta'ammal al-mithal, lismi fa'ili al-masughi min al-fi'li al-naqisi al-ya'i. Yani reflect upon the example for the ism fa'il that is formulated from the naqis ya'i verb. Thumma akmil al-naqis, and then complete what is incomplete. So the example that they gave us to look at is saqa yasqi. Saqa yasqi. Yani to give someone to drink. To give someone a drink of water, for example. A cup of water. Saqa yasqi. So again we said the fail naqis. When the last letter is alif maksura, that means it's originally, its root letter is originally a ya. So the root letter for this verb would be, the root letters would be seen, and qaf, and ya. So the ism fa'il would be, yani, saqiyun, saqiyun. If it has alif lam, it's as-saqi. Without alif lam, it loses the last letter, it became saqin. Just as we had talin, afin, najin, da'in, we have saqin, yani one who does the action of saqa yaski, of giving drink. As-saqi is the one who gives the people the drink. If it is no alif lam, it loses its last letter and takes kasratain, saqin. That's the example. Let's look at the verbs that they gave us for an-naqis al-ya'i. The naqis verb is the verb, is the mu'tal verb that has a weak letter on the end, the lam. Naqis, yani fi'l al-mu'tal al-lam, known as an-naqis. Means that the last letter, the last root letter, is the weak letter. And in this case, naqis ya'i means that it's a ya. So the first one they gave us is hada yahdi. Hada yahdi. Yani hada means to guide. Hada, he guided. Yahdi, he guides. Here, the root letters should be ha, del, and ya. Yani, because we said that the alif maksura on the end of the naqis verb means that the original root letter is ya. And we see it in the mudari verb, yahdi. So if we were to use the ism fa'il from hada yahdi, the root letters are ha, del, ya, should be hadiyun, hadiyun. But here instead we have yani hadin. Yani where the weak letter is deleted completely, hadin. And if it has alif lam, it comes back al-hadi, al-hadi. Naam. The next one is zana yazni. Zana, zay, noon, ya. Zay, noon, ya. So zana means to commit fornication or adultery, to commit illegal sexual relations. Zana yazni. The ism fa'il from this root, zay, noon, ya, should have been zaniyun. Zaniyun. But again, yani this is a ism manqus, so it be, the ism fa'il is zanin, or if it has alif lam, azani. Azani. Without any vowel on the last letter. Azani. The next one is bana yabni. Bana yabni. Bana yabni means to build. Bana yabni. The ism fa'il, the one who builds, is called banin. With alif lam, al-bani. Al-bani. And the root is ba, noon, ya. So the asl of the ism fa'il should have been ba-ni-yun. With alif lam, al-bani. Without alif lam, banin. The next one, baka yabki. Baka yabki means to cry. Baka yabki. Again, the root letters are ba, kaf, and ya. So on the pattern of fa'il, it should have been ba-ki-yun. If it has alif lam, it becomes al-ba-ki, without any vowel on the last letter. Without alif lam, ba-kin, ba-kin, one who is crying, a crier. And the last one is nasiya, yansa. Nasiya means to forget. The root letters are clear here, noon, seen, and ya. Noon, seen, and ya. So in the pattern of fa'il, yani the ism fa'il should be nasiyun. Nasiyun, but because it's ism manqus, if it has alif lam, the last letter is retained, and nasi, without any vowel on the last letter. If the alif lam is not present, it's nasin. So from this we can see that the ism fa'il from the fi'l naqis, whether it's wawi or yai, the ism fa'il is going to be an ism manqus. It's going to lose its last letter unless it has alif lam. So from da'a, we have da'in. From naja, najin. From afa, afin. From tala, talin. From hada, hadin. From zana, zanin. From bana, banin. Baka, bakin. Nasiya, nasin. Naam. So this is the ism fa'il from the fi'l and naqis. Wawi and ya'i, both of them pretty much operate the same, except that when we look at the origin of the ism fa'il, in the naqis wawi, we're going to see a waw, in the naqis ya'i, we're going to see a ya. That waw or that ya is omitted unless it has alif lam. So we have da'in, najin, afin, talin, hadin, saqin, zanin, banin, bakin, nasin. Yani the weak letter is deleted unless it has alif lam. Alright, after this, so these are the types of verbs we wanted to look at. The ism fa'il for the mudaf we looked at, and for the yani ajwaf, wawi and ya'i, and for the naqis, wawi and ya'i. So we looked at how the ism fa'il is formulated, what it originally should have been and what it is now. And the thing that we notice different from the ajwaf verb and the naqis verb is that in the naqis verb, the last letter, the weak letter, is omitted in the ism fa'il unless it has alif lam. Last letter is omitted. We don't see that in the ajwaf verb. That's particular to the naqis verb. So please make a note of that. After this, we're going to the next exercise. Exercise number 9, which is pretty much a combination. Looking at different types of verb, whether it's naqis, ajwaf, mudaf. We're looking at the asma al-fa'ilin from different types of verbs that we have studied in this chapter. Okay, so exercise instruction says sugh. Anyone, page 53, lesson number 5, exercise number 9, sugh. Yani formulate asma al-fa'ilin, yani the ism fa'il, min al-af'al al-atiya. Yani asma is a plural of ism, fa'ilin is a plural of fa'il. So we're saying the ism fa'il from al-af'al al-atiya, from the following verbs. So the first thing we have to do is what? Formulate the ism fa'il. Then it says, وَذْكُرْ نَوْعَ كُلِّ فِعْلٍ مِنْهَا, and mention the type of each verb from these verbs that are going to be given. Mention each the type of each one of them. عَلَى نَحْوِ, yani according in the following manner. Okay, so the first thing I write, they're going to give us the fi'l, like they have in the example here. Al-fi'l hajja. Nau'uhu, the type, what type of verb is this? Is this a, yani, is this a naqis? Is this a ajwaf? Is it a mudaaf, wawi or ya'i? A naqis or ajwaf, wawi or ya'i? Or is it a mudaaf verb? Okay, so they want the type of verb it is first, and then they want the ism, ismu al-fa'ili al-masugu minhu. Then they want us to give us the ism fa'il from that verb, and then they also want us to give us the asu. What is the original form of the ism fa'il if it's not the form that's given here? If it's different, if the ism fa'il is, the original form is different, then they want us to give us that too. So they give us a verb, they want us to tell us what type of verb it is. Is it a mudaf, ajwaf, wawi, or yai? Naqis, wawi, or yai? The ism fa'il that's derived from that verb, and the asl, what it should have been if it's something different than the way we have it here. Okay, so that's, yani, the type of the verb, the ism fa'il, and the asl of it. Three things they want us to give us. So the first verb is jalasa. Jalasa is a, yani, salim verb, or sahih. Yani, sahih salim. Yani, salim meaning it doesn't have any mahmuz, any hamza in it, and it doesn't have the last two radicals, mudaf, nor does it have a weak letter in it. A mu'tal, yani, it's not a mu'tal verb. So, it's sahih. And we can say it's salim as well. It's salim. And the ism fa'il from it is jalisun. And that's what it is originally. So we don't have another form for it. It's asl. Jalisun. That's what it is, and that's what it's supposed to be. The next verb is akala. Akala means he ate. Type of verb, it's mahmuz al-fa. Mahmuz al-fa, meaning that the fa, the first radical, is a hamza. Akala. Mahmuz al-fa. And the ism fa'il from it is akilun. And that's the asl of it. That's what it's supposed to be. Akilun. The next one is sa'ala. And sa'ala is also a mahmuz, but it's mahmuz al-ayn. The middle radical is hamza. The ism fa'il from it is sa'ilun. Sa'ilun. And sa'ilun is what it originally is supposed to be. And there's no irregularity here. Sa'ilun. The next one is qara'a. Qara'a, what type of verb? Al-mahmuz al-lam. Yani it's a mahmuz verb where the hamza is on the last radical, the lam. The ism fa'il from it is qari'un. And that is according to the pattern. Qaf ra hamza, qari'un. Except that the hamza on the end now, yani, according to the rules of writing hamza, is going to be yani a ya. Yani, it's going to be the hamza is going to be written on top of the seat of ya. Qara'a, to read. Qari'un, a reader. The next one is waqafa. Waqafa, what type of verb is it? Al-mithal al-wawi. It's a mithal verb. Yani, it has the harf illa in the beginning. And it's a waw. The ism fa'il from it is waqifun. And it doesn't have any other form. That is the way it's supposed to be according to the pattern of fa'ilun. Waqifun, one who is standing. The next verb is shakka. Shakka means to doubt. To have doubt about something. It's a mudaf verb because the second and third radicals are identical. The ism fa'il from it is shakun. Shakun. The asl of it, yani from sheen, kaf, should have been shakikun. But we said the mudaf verb, the ism fa'il, yani the second radical loses its kasra. It's joined to the third radical, which is identical to it, and it becomes shakun. One who doubts. The next verb is taba, yatubu, to repent. What type of verb? Al-ajwaf, al-wawi. It's an ajwaf verb. Middle radical is weak, and it's wow. Taba, yatubu. The middle radical is wow. The ism fa'il from it is ta'ibun, with hamza. And its original form should have been ta'wibun, because its roots are ta, waw, and ba. Yani taba yatubu. Ta, waw, ba. It originally should have been ta-wibun, but we said the weak letter in the ajwaf verb in the ism fa'il is converted to hamza, so it became ta-ibun, one who repents. The next verb is gha-ibun. Gha-ibun, to be absent. Gha-ba yaghibu. This is ajwaf, al-ajwaf, al-ya'i. It's an ajwaf verb. Yani middle radical is ya. The ism fa'il from it is gha-ibun. One who is absent, and it's asl, yani from gha, ya, ba, is ghaibun. Yani the middle radical is originally ya, so it should have been ghaibun, but the middle radical in the ajwaf verb is converted to hamza, became ghaibun. The next one is saqa, I'm sorry, shafa, shafa, yashfi, shafa, to heal. This is a naqis, and naqis al-ya'i. It's a naqis verb, the weak letter is on the end. And that weak letter is a ya. Ism fa'il from it is shafin. 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 Or if it has alif lam, ash-shafi. Yani Allah is ash-shafi, the one who heals. Yani the root of it is sheen, fa, and ya. So originally the asul of the ism fa'il is shafiyun. But yani if it doesn't have alif lam, it loses the last letter, became shafin or ash-shafi with alif lam. The last one is raja, yarju, to hope, yani to have hope. And this is a ism, yani it's a naqis wawi. A naqis al-wawi, yani it's a naqis verb, the last letter is weak, and it's a waw, yani from raja, yarju. Originally, the alif, yani mamduda in the naqis verb, yani if it's mamduda, it's originally a waw. So we say it's a naqis al-wawi. The ism fa'il is rajin, from ra, jim, and waw, rajin. It loses the last letter, unless it has alif lam, in that case it will become Ar-Raji, Ar-Raji, yani the waw is converted to ya to coincide with the kasra vowel of the pattern fa'il. Ar-Raji or Rajin. Its original form for the ism fa'il from ra, jim, waw should have been ra-ji-wun. I see a question here. Afwan, what is type of verb the word waqafa classified as? Okay, waqafa is a mithal verb. Yani it's a mu'tal verb, right? Mu'tal al-fa. Yani the fa, the first radical, is weak. But because the first radical is a waw, the mu'tal, yani fa, also known as the mithal verb, is really of two types, wawi and yai. We only had in our studies the wawi, but there's also ya. So yani here the classification of this verb waqafa should be al-mithal al-wawi. Al-mithal al-wawi, because it's the mithal verb, which is also known as mu'tal fa. Yani mu'tal fa, because the first letter, the fa, is weak, and because it's a waw instead of a ya, so it's yani al-mithal al-wawi, classified as al-mithal al-wawi, the mithal verb, mu'tal fa, that its first radical is a weak letter and it's waw. Ism fa'il is waqifun, and that's what it should have been. Now, okay, raja. Now, we finished that one. Okay, so we finished exercise number 9. Still have a few minutes remaining, so let's see if we can go to the next type of the third topic of this lesson, that is the ism maf'ul. Okay, we said that the ism maf'ul, yani is a noun on the pattern of maf'ul. Yani the fa, ayn, and lam represent the first, second, and third radical. So the first radical takes sukoon preceded by meem, yani with fatha. The second radical, the ayn, the second radical takes dhamma elongated by a waw. So it became maf'ul, yani from kataba maktub. The first radical, kaf, takes sukoon preceded by meem with fatha. Second radical, ta, kataba, ta takes dhamma elongated by waw, maktub. Last radical, ba, maktubun or al-maktubu. Alright, so the maf'ul is a noun on the pattern of maf'ul that represents the one or the thing that the action occurred to. That the action occurred to. We saw it in a previous lesson, ism maf'ul, with the salam. Now we want to see it with the yani ajwaf wawi and ajwaf ya'i and naqis wawi and naqis ya'i. So we're gonna look at this, since we had for homework exercise 10 and 11, we're gonna look at the ism fa'il from the ajwaf verb. And we'll look at the naqis in the next lesson and the exercises that remain. So exercise number 11, we're in lesson number 5. Exercise number 10, page 54. تأمل المثال لإسم المفعول المصوغ من الفعل الأجوفي الواوي ثم أكمل الناقص. So reflect upon the example for the ism مفعول that is formulated from the ajwaf wawi verb. Formulated from the ajwaf wawi verb. Then akmil al naqis, then complete that which is incomplete. Okay, so they gave us an example. This is, now we're looking at, this exercise is ajwaf wawi. The ajwaf verb with a middle radical is a weak letter and it's a waw. Like qala yaqulu, qama yaqumu, tafa yatufu. The middle radical, the weak letter is a waw. Ajwaf, al-ajwaf al-wawi. And here now we're looking at the formulation of the ism maf'ul from the ajwaf wawi. The example they gave us is yani qila. Yani from the verb qala yaqulu. Qila. Qila is the mabni lil majhul form of the past tense verb. The present tense, yani mabni lil ma'lum is qala yaqulu. Qala yaqulu. Yani the mabni lil majhul is qila yuqalu. Qila yuqalu. It was said or it is being said. The ism maf'ul is actually technically derived from the mabni lil majhul. Qila yuqalu. Technically it's derived from the yani mabni lil majhul, because we're talking about the ism maf'ul, the one that the thing happened to, not the one who did anything, but the one that it happened to. But here they're giving us the mabni lil ma'lum, qala yaqulu, because it's easier to derive it directly from there. Yani as we discussed in the English key, that from the mudari verb yaqulu, yani you just exchange the mudara'a letter, the ya, for meme with fatha. So from yaqulu, the ism maf'ul is maqulun. Yani it's a noun, so it takes tanween. So the mudari verb yaqulu, yani you can convert the ism maf'ul from it, even though technically it's derived from the mabni lil majhul. But if you look at the mabni lil ma'lum, you can easily derive the ism maf'ul by just exchanging the mudara'a letter from ya with fatha to mim with fatha. And then of course, since ism maf'ul is a noun, it takes tanween or alif lam. Qala yaqulu, ism maf'ul maqulun. Yani something that was said. Asluhu, yani the origin of the ism maf'ul should have been maqwulun, because the root of the verb is qaf, waw, lam. So for the pattern of maf'ul, it should have been maq, yani the first letter qaf taken sukun preceded by meem with fatha, maq. The second radical waw takes dhamma elongated by another waw, so it should have been maqwulun, maqwulun. But because of the irregularities here, yani the simple way to derive it is just exchange the harf mudara for meem with fatha, maqulun. That's the example. Let's look at two other verbs. Ism maf'ul, ajwaf wawi. From zira yuzaru, yani that's the mabniun lil majhul, but we're going to look at the mabniun lil ma'lum because it's easier to derive it from there, right? So we say, zira means he was visited. Yuzaru, he is being visited. Past tense, zara yuzuru, he visited, he is visiting. The ism maf'ul from zara yuzuru, just exchanged the ya with fatha for meem with fatha, became mazurun. The original, the asl for the ism maf'ul from zay, waw, ra. Because zara yuzuru, its roots are zay, waw, and ra, should have been, yani the first letter zay takes sukun preceded by meem with fatha. The second letter waw takes dhamma elongated by waw, became mazwurun. Mazwurun. That's the original form. It should have been mazwurun from zay, waw, and ra on the pattern of maf'ul. Mazwurun. But now we have yani mazurun, directly derived from the mudari form yazuru, mazurun. The next one, lima, yani he was blamed, or yulamu, he is being blamed. Yani the mabniun, that's the mabniun lil majhul. The mabniun lil ma'lum is lama yalumu, ism maf'ul from yalumu, malumun, malumun, yalumu, malumun. Originally it should have been يعني لام يلومو, its root letters are lam, wow, and meem. So in the pattern of maf'ul, it should have been يعني ملومون. ملومون. And if you just try to pronounce these words, ملومون and مزورون and مقولون, you can see why the Arabs converted it to a simpler form. يعني instead of ملومون, ملومون. يعني derived directly from يا, يعني لام يلومو. يلومو ملومون. ملومون يعني that which has been blamed, or one who has been blamed. Okay, so from قال يقول مقول زار يزور مزور لام يلوم ملوم. And the last exercise that we had homework is exercise number 11. تأمل المثال لإسم مفعول المصوغ من فعل الأجوف الياء ثم أكمل الناقص. Reflect upon the example for the ism maf'ul that is formulated from the أجوف ياء verb. ثم أكمل الناقص, and then complete what is incomplete. Again, we're looking at the أجوف verb, and it has a weak letter in the middle. We looked at the أجوف واوي where that weak letter is a واو. Now we're looking at the أجوف ياء where the weak letter in the middle is a ياء. Okay, so the example they gave us is بِيعَ, يعني that's the مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ. It was sold. They didn't give us the مُضَارِ form for مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ, but it would be يُبَاعُ. بِيعَ يُبَاعُ. It is being sold. The مَبْنِي لِلْمَعْلُومِ is بَاعَ يَبِيعُ. He sold or he is selling. بَاعَ يَبِيعُ. And again, the ism maf'ul derived from the ajwaf verb, you can derive it directly from the yani mabniun lil ma'loom ba'a yabi'u. Okay, how do we translate maqulun? Yani maqulun is from the verb qala yaqulu, yani he said, yani something that is said. Maqul is the thing that has been said, yani it's a saying. Maqul, something that is said. Something that is said. Maqul, like a saying. Or a writing or something that somebody has written, and that's a maqul. Naam. Yani that which, yani it's the passive form, right? It's a maf'ul. So it's that which has been said. Something that was said. A statement. And if you said, for example, somebody made a statement, yani this is a statement, a maqul, yani from a particular person. Maqulu, yani Ahmed, for example. Hada maqulu Ahmed. This is the saying or the statement, the thing that was said by Ahmed. Hada maqulu Ahmed. This is the thing that was said by Ahmed. Yani something was said by Ahmed. And somebody is saying, this is what was said, what was stated, what was spoken by such and such or so and so person. Now, back to yani exercise number 11, ba'a yabi'u, yani the ism fa'il from it, is you can derive it directly from the fi'l mudari, yani yabi'u, exchange the harf mudara'a, the prefix letter from the mudari verb ya with fatta for meem with fatta. Yabi'u becomes mabi'un with tanween, mabi'un. But the asl of it from the verb ba yabi'u is the root letters are ba, ya as the weak letter in the middle, and ayn. Ba, ya, and ayn. So the original form of yani the ism maf'ul should have been maba يُعُن from ba, ya, and ayn. مَبَيُعُن. The much easier form as the Arabs use it is مَبِيعُن. Yani the thing that has been sold. The thing that is sold. مَبِيعُن. The next verb is كِيلَ. Yani the مَبْنِيُن لِلْمَجْهُول كِيلَ. Its mudari form would be yukalu, something that is measured, yani measured by volume. measured by volume. Kila yukalu. So the actual mabniun lil ma'lum is kala yaqilu. Kala yaqilu. If we want to derive the ism maf'ul from it, we just take the mudari verb yaqilu, exchange the mudara letter, makilun, makilun. Again, the root for this verb is kaf, ya, and lam, because this ajwaf ya, right? Kaf, ya, and lam. On the pattern of maf'ul, it should have been makyulun, makyulun. But what we have here from yakilu is makilun, yani something that is weighed, yani, or is measured. I'm sorry, something that is measured by volume. I mean, they also use it for weight too, but yani, the original meaning is that it is measured by volume. And the last one is zida, yani the mabniun lil majhul, past tense, zida, present tense, yuzadu, yani it was increased, extra, it was increased. The mabniun lil ma'lum is zada yazidu, zada, he increased, yazidu, he does or is increasing. Zada yazidu, the ism maf'ul, if you derive it directly from the mudari verb, it becomes yazidu, becomes mazidun with tanween as a noun. Mazidun, yani that which has been given, which is extra or more, yani an increase in something. Mazid, hal min mazid, yani are there any extra, more, as Allah mentions in the Quran that the hellfire will say hal min mazid, are there any more, yani people to be thrown into the hellfire. So mazid means more, extra. Is there any mazid? Okay, again, this verb is ajwaf yai, so the middle radical is ya. So it's zay, ya, and del. Zay, ya, and del. On the pattern of maf'ul, it should have been mazyudun. Mazyudun. Mazyudun, yani, as opposed to what we have now, mazidun. Mazidun, much easier, right? So the way to derive it is directly from the mudari verb, even though technically it's from the mudari mabniun lil ma'lum, even though technically it's from the mabniun lil yani majhul. And with this, we're going to stop here, as we're out of time, and we finish the exercises that we have for homework. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, that He grant success to me and to you, yani, doing the things that we do sincerely for His sake alone, with ikhlas and mutaba'a, following strictly the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah, yani, recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, and that out of His mercy, that He pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes, errors, and shortcomings, and that He keep us firm, that He grant us a tawfiq, yani for thabat. He give us success to remain firm, ala as-sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him, and we are pleased with Him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.